This is Dr. Micah Jazz with Be Still and Know. The wonderful truth is that we are not born to live isolated and lonely lives. Just as God is a Trinity, a community of interrelating persons of divinity, so we are created for relationship, or more simply, friendship. We enjoy friendship with God, and that finds its fullest expression within the mutuality of our interpersonal relationships. Church is the vehicle which is intended to give the fullest expression to that mutuality. Sadly, today, secularism is the dominant cultural voice that informs and determines the character and nature of our society. The growth in technology has continued the atomization of this same society into individual attempts at self-expression. There is a danger that soon we shall have little need to leave the castle of our own homes, since we'll access all of life via the internet. Some of us have had some experience of that during lockdown. I recently heard a radio interview where a young man spoke of seeking a date and having tried Tinder and app alternatives, had even resorted to what he termed, quote, the old-fashioned approach of buying a girl a drink, having a conversation, and asking for a phone number. The same program later ran an interview with a man who had felt so lonely, he decided to take action and committed to speak to a stranger every day for a month. This provoked texts and phone calls from people with the most remarkable stories of how just such conversations had positively impacted their lives and the decisions they'd taken. Just as our hearts yearn for companionship with God, we are designed to live in communion with one another. It's why none of us is gifted for everything. Work gets done as we pull together and draw upon the rich diversity of gifts dispersed across humanity. So disappointing when we criticize one another, and I am guilty of this and so disappointed in myself. Yet we can set aside the walls we raise through criticism and go in search of the mutuality which Christ forged for us upon the cross. Whilst all humanity seeks relationship, it is most clearly achieved within the church, for here by Christ's action, there is no separation of ethnicity, gender, or economics. We are one not because of a single thing we've done, but simply because we have been found by God. This mutuality ensures that the whole body is encouraged, strengthened, and released to realize aspects of God's kingdom on earth. As one who sits closer to the introspective end of the spectrum, I can find it a challenge to engage with people. I'm always attracted to my own company, be that a walk or a good book. The world within my head is always moving and demanding my attention. It is a very satisfying space to explore. So I can easily be persuaded to draw back from God's hard-won gift of mutuality. Yet, I am diminished in my God life if I pursue that course. I also rob others of the life that God has awoken and nurtured within me. As we enter into the God space today, how engaged are you with others? Do you choose to pursue mutuality and so realize God's purpose as church? Amen. I've still so much to learn from immersing myself in the richness of mutuality, and I'm grateful for the church as a rich resource, both for my life and for my faith. Please do visit premier.org.uk/voice of hope and follow along with these daily meditations at home. And join me for Premier Life on Sunday, and also for Be Still and Know throughout the week. But for now, from me, Micah Jazz, it's goodbye, and may the Lord richly bless you.